celebrating Independence Day. Soon after entering August, Bambang couldn't wait to celebrate Independence Day. The Indonesian Independence Day was commonly known as 17an because the day was celebrated on the 17th. During this period, Indonesian people celebrated by holding sports events, cultural shows, parades, and small contests. As an active member of the society, Bambang was looking forward to joining as many events as possible to add to the 17an atmosphere. Bambang went outside and checked the Bendera Merah Putih, the red and white Indonesian flag he had raised since August 1st. It was the day before Independence Day, and a few sports matches were held in the neighboring village. Soccer and badminton were the most popular sports in Indonesia, with soccer being the most popular. Bambang was very much into soccer, and he had grouped with a few of his friends to join a few matches for that day. While their team did not manage to win that day, Bambang and his friends were happy and went to watch the afternoon matches. The next day, Bambang went to his neighbor's place to watch the live TV broadcast of the national celebration. After a series of ceremonies and cultural entertainment, the morning broadcast ended with the flag-raising ceremony attended by President Joko Widodo. In the afternoon, Bambang and his friends went to watch the series of small contests held nearby. Tug of war, sack race, lomba makan kerupuk or kerupuk eating contest, and many others were staples for the 17an celebration that adults and children enjoyed. Bambang and his friends were joining the highlight of the day, lomba panjat pinang. This contest required a group of people working together to climb a tall trunk of a tree. Generally, this game was won by the first person or group that successfully climbed to the top and grabbed the flag. But sometimes, they had the prizes hung on top of the tree. Since the tree was oiled, the cooperation and skills of the group members were crucial to successfully climb to the top and win prizes, such as electronic goods, bicycles, or even gold. This time, Bambang and his group had to climb to grab the flag to win the prize. With hard work and good cooperation among Bambang's group, they managed to be among the few first people to reach the top. The following day, a parade and entertainment was scheduled at a nearby village. The parade was held in cooperation with a few nearby villages and was sure to be a huge spectacle. Despite being tired from all the climbing they did the previous day, Bambang and his friends went to the place where the parade was starting. They could see many other people dressed in traditional clothing going in the same direction. Some people had creatively made costumes out of leaves and flowers, and others wore kebaya and batik for the parade. Since Indonesia was diverse, many came wearing their ethnic clothing. Despite being from various backgrounds, they came together and celebrated 17an. Bambang and his friends joined in the festivities and followed the parade and the crowd around the villages all afternoon and watched the cultural show until well into the night. At the end of the day, Independence Day was a day to remember that Indonesian people had come together to achieve the better future that they had now. The oppression in the past might have been grueling and was an important cause of the present to be remembered, but it wasn't something to hold on to for the future. We are grateful for those who sacrificed themselves to free the people from the colonials, and will remember them forever.